this Medicare bill is very important to address the health care emergency here in America. If we don't address this issue today, we are facing a possible train wreck that will hurt 40 million Medicare beneficiaries and nearly 9 million members of our active military as well as veterans nationwide. Before the 4th of July recess, we had a chance to stop a scheduled 10% cut to these reimbursement rates on July 1. We fell one vote short of stopping a filibuster on the bill. That is why this afternoon we are on the hunt for one more vote. We get that one more vote, then we'll be able to fix this problem. The same bill, which we have here in the Senate today, passed the House of Representatives with a overwhelming bipartisan majority. The vote was 355-59. That bipartisan majority vote in the United States House of Representatives should give us clear indication to Republicans in the U.S. Senate that they need to join us in moving this Medicare reimbursement fix forward. In Colorado, we have 564,000 Medicare beneficiaries. They will be hurt by the rate cut. In Colorado, we also have 214,000 TRICARE beneficiaries, including soldiers at places like Fort Carson and airmen at places like Peterson Air Force Base. They, too, will be hurt by these cuts. The bill that we are considering and will vote on at 4 o'clock this afternoon will also extend and expand programs targeted at protecting access to health care in rural communities. It improves payments for Colorado's 14 sole community hospitals, including hospitals in places like Glenwood Springs, Greeley, and Alamosa. It also improves reimbursement rates for community pharmacists, many of them located out in rural communities as the independent pharmacists that face those communities. This bill is fair and reasonable, and there's no reason to continue to waste time and to put seniors and doctors at risk. I'm hopeful that we will be able to move forward and to pass this bill. So I'm hopeful this afternoon we'll be able to address this issue and move forward. In addition, I am hopeful that as we continue our work this week, that we will be able to address the housing crisis, which continues to haunt America. It is one of those economic cornerstones that has been trembling over the last year. It's time for Congress to act and for the president to get behind our actions. Legislation, which we have on the floor, which we hope to complete this week, if at all possible, if it does not get filibustered again, we'll do the following. First, it will help homeowners by making homeownership a possibility for first-time homebuyers with an $8,000 tax credit. It will increase the availability of stable home financing through reforms to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA, and increasing in with tax-exempt mortgage revenue bonds. Third, it will help families and communities facing foreclosure through programs like our own foreclosure hotline in Colorado. And fourth, it will take steps to prevent mortgage fraud from occurring in the future.